and welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 160. I am a very ill Will Wilson, and with me is a very ill Matt Gilman.
Hello.
We are both very ill. But, well, we're not very ill. We've got colds, I think.
You're obviously not too ill. I've got my herbal tea here to keep me perky enough for the next 30 minutes or so.
I've got my can of Beck's beer to keep me drunk. if I come out of my drunken haze, terrible things happen. I have this terrible superpower, you see, which could destroy the world.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. We remember the dark days.
Been there. We've all been there.
The days of darkness. So hello, audience. We're not going to be the most energetic ever. Currently, Keith and John are at the Mobile Games Forum, living it up, tweeting and writing articles and having hugs and stuff like this. It all sounds jolly boring. We're holding down fort. Anyway, let's go on to the news. Right, first up on the news this week, I guess we'll start with Pocket Gamer news.
Hooray.
We have a new editor-in-chief. That's a good clapping sound. either that or something quite alarming.
You could put... oh, God. Just put in a normal clapping soundbite and that'll do.
I'll raid the sound effects library. Christian Reed is our new editor-in-chief, who started this week. We still haven't introduced him to the PG Towers special rooms up on the top floor. He's going to enjoy them. Christian's ex-Eurogamer editor, I'm sure... lots of people know of Eurogamer. It's a very big console site. And used to be the editor of trade paper CTW, which predates MCV, which some people might know of as well. Obviously there's lots of quotes about how happy everyone is. We're all happy. Chris James, RMD's happy.
He's always happy.
And yeah, and Christian is the latest and current Steel Media hires, because we also had Jonathan Morris, who is the editor of What Mobile, join us, who does our hardware reviews. So if you're wondering why our hardware reviews are suddenly incredibly in-depth and filled with masses of knowledge and insider info, that's Jonathan's work. And also we have ex-develop editor Owen Benelak, and also co-founder of Pocket Gamer, back in the fold. So that's good. That's cool. Right. What's happening in the real news? Angry Birds.
Oh yes, 3D Angry Birds.
3D, although not confirmed.
No.
They almost confirmed it, accidentally.
Do you think they were just? Did they get to like the D in 3D and went, it's the 3D, but not necessarily. And started coughing.
Well, this was at the Mobile Games Forum. This is one of John's stories from there. Neil Trevitt, NVIDIA Mobile Content Vice President, said that we've been speaking to Rovio and they... And then he stopped and then corrected himself and said, let's just say Angry Birds could do a lot more. there's a lot more things Rovio could do in terms of particle effects or volcanoes exploding in the background. They could do.
So is it going to be like a cross between Angry Birds and Dante's Peak or something?
Yes.
Excellent.
That would be pretty good.
I was thinking that, actually.
You could fire Pierce Brosnan into... That's Dante's Peak, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. You could fire him into the volcano.
Brilliant.
That'd be awesome. And he'd be on ragdoll physics, so his arms and legs would flap around. so it's not confirmed that Angry Birds 3D, but certainly... certainly Rovio have been talking to NVIDIA about 3D stuff, or at least graphical stuff. Let's go on to another good old fashioned stalwart. You know what? I might switch to Hall's Suvas rather than Bexphere. I've taken a few mouthfuls of Bexphere, and I'm thinking it's probably not a wise idea. So yes, iPhone 5. New rumors.
Oh, that old chestnut.
We've been talking about the iPhone 5 for a year now. This time, an unnamed Foxconn employee has told 9to5 Mac that the first iPhone 5s are about to enter production.
So not Digitimes.
No, thank God. this is why I reported on this rumor rather than just ignore Digitimes. The new iPhone will come with 15 screens, says a semiconductor transmission manufacturer from...
Gardner.
Yeah. And then everyone goes, Digitimes is reporting that 15 screens. No, this one isn't. This is from Foxconn, apparently. Nothing major. But you know what? This one sounds more genuine than all the other rumors because he actually... The source says he can't say exactly what the iPhone 5 will be because they produce multiple samples. So he doesn't know which sample is the correct phone.
Ooh.
Which sounds likely. Also what sounds likely is he's basically said that all the samples have a bigger 4-inch screen manufactured by LG. And that it is not teardrop shaped. Which was one of Digitimes' rumours, I think. Along with it's in the shape of a snake. It makes waffles, and it is powered by the forces of evil. Do you believe these rumours, Matt?
Like you say, I think they sound a bit more, well, not a bit more, quite a lot more concrete. But they are just rumours, aren't they? We never really know, do we, until the announcements are made. And it's going to be ages before we hear anything, so we'll just pump out all the rumours and see what sticks.
Well, the supposition made by 9to5 Mac is that if they're just about to start production of the iPhone 5, we should see it in summer. Which is an interesting one. Anyway. Moving on. Sorry. It's the whole Supers. Oh, we sound terrible.
People are going to be listening to this and just halfway through think, oh, God.
Oh, God, those guys.
Just die.
Talking of dying, I'm sure that there's some people would want Zynga to die in terms of companies because they've cloned, well, they've put their own spin, as it were, on another game. Because, as some people might know, Farmville is based on Happy Farm, I think, is the original game. So it shouldn't be that much of a surprise that Zynga's latest game, called Dream Heights, is based on, or is essentially, Tiny Tower. Reskin.
Mm.
Nimblebit has posted quite an amusing picture with the two games side by side to prove the point, and very passive-aggressive congratulations.
I particularly liked on the letter, the like open letter that he sent out via Twitter, there was like a little kind of arrow pointing at the kind of register symbol next to the Zynga name and a little arrow saying, you're not allowed to copy this kind of thing. And I thought that was quite cool.
So the problem is, for me anyway, with this story, because a lot of people have instantly gone on and go, oh my God, Zynga's terrible, oh my God, isn't that terrible? And to be fair, Zynga are a bit terrible. But I have problems with being too sympathetic for Nimblebit here as well. The first one is that I hate Tiny Tower. I think it's a terrible game. I don't see the appeal of it. It's a confusing game as well. I don't actually like the way it's laid out.
Is it confusing?
Yeah, I don't like the way it was laid out either. It's just not very intuitive. I'm sure Zynga would do a better job than that. But I don't like it. I don't like the game. It's not really much of a game to me.
Mm. Well, clearly a lot of people
do like it.
It's a waste
of time. Yeah, lots of people, they're idiots. Lots of people listen to Justin Bieber, for God's sake.
That's true.
so, yeah, I don't really like the game. And the second thing is, it's not even that a newer concept anyway. There's many Flash games out there which do exactly this. And which have a game, which have actual management sections in, rather than just, like, wait X amount of hours. And also, I mean, like, I know people get annoyed by this, but Sim Tower is the original game anyway.
Yeah.
They've just taken Sim Tower, ripped out all the fun, put in in-app purchases.
I think it's so, just the fact that they've done it now, just after, because obviously Tiny Tower, whatever you think about it, it won was it the American Game of the Year?
Yeah, it won the American Game of the Year for us.
So obviously there's a lot of kind of publicity surround it, and it just looks like Zynga's kind of capitalized
Definitely Zynga's nicked Tiny Tower. That's for sure. I just don't think it's. I can't find myself getting passionate about the fact that they've nicked the game, just purely because I don't think the original game deserves quite as much praise as it's got.
You can understand why the people that made the game get passionate about it, though.
Well, actually, that's the thing. The irony is they haven't really. Their response was actually very measured in comparison to what it could have been. But also, they revealed on Twitter that Zynga did approach them to purchase them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I guess, you know, there's another thing that Zynga does that's evil. But I'm an old fogey now, apparently. We're the old breed.
What, gamers?
Yeah, old breed of gamers. The ones who actually believe in fun games.
And games, yeah.
Yeah, ones you can play and, you know, get better and, you know, unlock extra stuff through your skill or dedication rather than just paying money. Anyway, that's enough about ranting about freemium.
Let's move on.
Lost Winds, talking of good games. Lost Winds from Frontier has been updated so that it's good now.
Hooray.
Hey.
What was the initial problem with it then?
The controls.
I haven't played this one.
Rubbish. But the control scheme's been redone so that it's more in line with the Wii version, which I'm not quite sure why they didn't do that originally. Anyway. So there's now a D-pad and Gust Time, which allows the game to slow down when you are harnessing the power of its wind mechanics. I still haven't played Lost Winds, you know.
Even sorry, middle of a glass of water then. So, yeah.
I thought you were tutting.
No, I was trying to dislodge something in my throat. So, back to the... it was Mark that reviewed it, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
What did he think of the new controls?
He says, in the transition from Wii to iOS, Lost Wind sacrificed a level of precision when fiddling with wind and made many sections massively frustrating. Within only a few minutes of trying the new controls, it's obvious that they've been fixed for the better.
Oh. That was a very good impression of Mark as well.
It was good, wasn't it? It was absolutely spot on.
Mm.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
That's really creepy.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I have been practicing. Is that chocolate in your hand? Or are you just pleased to see me?
Anyway.
Yes. So there we go. That's what Mark sounds like, by the way, everyone. Great thing is, unless he comes onto the podcast, he won't be able to disprove that. Now forever, people are reading his features going, I am looking at a skyline. It'd be brilliant. Anyway, talking of looking at brilliant things, well, not really. We don't know if it's brilliant yet, but Uber Racer 3D developer, Mad Processor, as they're called, working on a very nice-looking racing game. It's not got a name yet, which is kind of annoying because I can't say it. Which means I won't be able to put it on the headline for this story. But yes, but it looks good. What engine is it using? It looks very detailed. It's sort of like console quality from about 5 years ago, I'd say.
It does look good. It does look like kind of... Where does it say? It doesn't say. Okay.
It doesn't say, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Optimized for iPhone 4S and iPad 2.
Although there's not any actual, I mean, the trailer we've posted there, are there any actual car models in that?
No, you don't need cars. Not where we're going.
It might be like a racing game where you run instead.
That would be great.
Would it?
No. Well, there's mystery boxes on the track, so it's probably a karting game, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It looks good, though. Right, yes, you'll be able to use weaponry like machine guns, explosive mines, heat-seeking missiles. Look out for that. It looks good.
Cool.
Right, final one on the news this week. We're racing through this. Dominion
Now, this is something I have absolutely no idea about this whatsoever, so go
well,
you ahead.
It's handy because I know this game very well. Dominion is the game that I played all Christmas with my family.
The original card game?
The original card game, yeah. It's a deck builder. It's one of the first deck builders, I think, actually. But it was made in 2009, which is odd. But anyway, I've read it's one of the first deck builders. It's not a deck builder in the sense of Magic the Gathering. It's a deck builder in the sense of Assassin's Creed Recollection and Ascension and those games. Anyway, someone's brought a unofficial version to the App Store called Dominion by Donald X. Vaccarino, which is essentially the game. Well, it's essentially just the game with, you know, AI players, proper artwork and everything. The official version of it is coming out soon, apparently. But this one's free, so download it. It's a great game. Great card.
Is it all self-contained, or is there IAP in there as well? Or?
No, no, it's free.
Oh, brilliant. Might have a go. Yeah. Although I've always had a bit of a problem with card games in that it takes me literally an age to get into them to kind of figure out how to actually play them. So I'll have to give it a go.
Give it a go, see what you think. I've seen from user feedback, because I didn't get a chance to play it, unfortunately, but it's not the most clearly labelled or instructed version of the game.
Mm.
So that might be a problem.
Mm.
But for people like me, who know the game very well, I think I'm sorted. That's my evening's entertainment. Anyway, that's it for the news, mainly because my voice is giving out. we will move straight on to the new releases. This week on the new releases, we're ants, we're raiding zombie buddies, and we're taking a break with Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Boy.
I've never heard of Jimmy Buffett.
I don't know who that is. It sounds like a kind of confectionery-based superhero.
Yeah. I'm tempted to call him Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah.
But he's got two T's at the end. But I might call him that anyway. Anyway. So, yeah, midweek. It's not the best week for new releases, really, this week. Let's go through some of the big ones. Paper Monsters, I guess, is the biggest.
Mm.
Just got a bronze award. Crescent Moon Games and Robots vs. Wizards. 2.5D scrolling platformer.
Yep, certainly looks the part.
It does look the part. It looks part Little Big Planet and part Mario.
Mm.
Not Little Big Adventure, which is the superior of the Little Big games. But no one played it. Because you're all fools. You know what? If Little Big Adventure came to iOS, I'd be dead chuffed.
Probably the controls would be better, actually. Than they were originally.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, they were awful.
They were pretty good.
They were awful.
Alright. I mean,
you'd have to like press on the key to kind of turn around.
Yeah.
Like, were you playing it on the PlayStation? Were you playing it on the PC?
No, I was playing it on the PC.
Okay.
That's probably the same controls though. You did have to turn and then press forward to actually run.
Yeah, there'd be like a giant rat guy mutant thing running at you, and you'd be trying to throw one of those little balls at it, and you've got to turn around, and it turns around so slowly.
Yeah,
we're getting sidetracked here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are actually. Yeah, sorry. So you know, Paper Monsters got a bronze award. It's good. There are 16 levels, 4 different worlds, platforming fun for all the family, and it's out now. What does it cost? It costs
69p.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
No problem. What else is out this week? Baseball Superstars 2012. We'll talk about that a bit later, I think. Hank Hazard is out this week. This is one of Chillingo's releases. Physics-based puzzler.
Mm. Another one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't actually get like how this one actually works, though. Usually there's a kind of catapult situation. What is this one? It's like a just a hamster in a ball.
Can't remember. I did play it. I have played this.
It doesn't seem to be a kind of sense to it. It just looks totally random.
Didn't strike me as very good.
Okay. No.
Hang on, let me just blow my nose.
Go you ahead.
Much better. Yes, yeah, so that's Hank Hazard. What else is that? Margaritaville. Online.
Oh.
Matt, do you love the music of Jimmy Buffet?
Jimmy Buffet?
Do you want to spend some time on a tropical island listening to the music of Jimmy Buffet? Jimmy Buffet?
Okay, so who is Jimmy Buffet?
Not really sure, to be honest. Apparently he's got a range of bars, that's what a commentator said. Called Margaritaville.
Are we just kind of blissfully ignorant, or is he huge just outside of our...
Outside of PG Towers?
Yeah.
Like I said to you many times before, Matt, when you've tried to get away, there is no world outside of PG Towers. They all died 20 years ago in a nuclear holocaust. It's over. That's why you have to remain inside the building. apparently he's known in America. I can't imagine he's that big in America, though.
Not anymore, surely. So what is the game?
It's a Facebook and iPad game, actually, now that you mention it. From THQ. It's where you play lots of mini games. And no, don't drink any alcohol. It looks quite good. I mean, the graphics look good. It's got music by Jimmy Buffet, which I'm sure people who are fans of his 1977 hit Margaritaville will be... I think this is one of those games where the person licensing it thought, hey, you know what? He's pretty big in America. Let's license it and then send out a generic press release to everyone. And then I just looked at it and thought, what the hell is this? Who is that? I don't think anyone outside of America will pretty much know who he is. Anyway, it's a bit like someone doing an Anne Diamond game. and then selling it to the Americans and going, yeah, look, Anne Diamond's got a new game out. And then we'll go, what the hell? Who the hell's Anne Diamond?
But they won't be able to take the mickey out of their name, out of her name.
Like
we can with Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah, Jimmy Bully. Anyway, that's Margaritaville Online for music of Blimmy Ule. And that is free. And on Facebook. I think you have to be on Facebook to even play it, though. So just a warning. What else is out this week? One Epic Game is out this week. That's another Chilling Go release. PSN version got 6 from us. It's essentially Monster Dash.
I was going to say, it looks like Half Brick's game. I couldn't remember the name of it, but yeah. You just basically run forward and
forward
jump
shoot.
Occasionally.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep. There you go.
There we go. We summed it. Summed it up.
There you go.
69p if you want to do that. Ant Raid is out this week on iPhone. It was out on iPad. We didn't review it. I don't know why. It got some good reviews from other people.
There are no other people, surely.
Oh, I meant from the review generating machine that we've set up in the basement.
Okay.
It simulates the internet. Anyway, so Ant Raid. It's a real-time strategy game where you direct ants.
What, like Steven Spielberg?
Yes. yeah, so that's out. Zombie Bunnies is out. It's a side-scrolling shooting thing.
Zombie Bunnies?
There's only really one Zombie Bunny.
Oh.
It's by the makers of Squirmy.
Hang on a second. I'm just looking at this video because I haven't played it, obviously. Looks good.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah, there's this kind of like comic book style to it. Looks pretty cool.
And that's out now.
How much is that?
69p.
Brilliant.
Oh, that hurts my throat. Just laughing hurts my throat. And finally this week we have G5 Entertainment's latest hidden object game, Spirit of Wandering, The Legend. You're a young female pirate captain. I'm a young female pirate captain. And we're both going on a quest to find the Flying Dutchman. Sounds... and love.
So when you say it like that, it sounds incredible.
To do this, we have to find 450 hidden objects.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. That's not quite as cool. Also, there's some mystery. I love how G5 Entertainment, every single one of their games has a mystical subplot.
Because they sound incredible. The Flying Dutchman. Pirates.
It's a female pirate captain as well.
Hidden starfish. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, not a telescope.
Yeah.
Bloody telescope again. Yeah, so there's a mystical subplot. Look, save those stuck in the spirit world, pirate captain. It makes no sense. Why do they do that every time?
I don't know. I guess it's cheaper than just pumping pounds into those, like, spot the difference machines at the pub when you're bored.
Yeah, they're really horrible. Hard. Anyway.
Anyway.
Not that we go to the pub and drink alcohol.
No, because we're not allowed. I'm not allowed out.
There's no pubs. Not anymore. Anyway, that's it for the new releases. Told you it wasn't a very good week. There's probably some more lurking around that we didn't spot, but nothing massively major. I guess we should go on to what we've been playing.
Let's do that.
Before we both give out.
What we've been playing!
Hello. Welcome to the What We've Been Playing. Hello.
Hello.
We're both wrapped up in four layers of jumpers as the cold, cold wind rips our throats open. And we have been playing Baseball Superstars 2012.
Hooray.
Hey. Primarily because it was free. And secondly, because we're not reviewing it. And secondly, because it seemed, well, for me, it seemed like a good, quick game to play before the podcast.
See, this is a game which, again, it sounds probably a lot better than it actually is to play. Because, I mean... You think baseball, that's fun anyway.
Baseball is fun, Matt. I don't know what you're talking about. How could it not be fun?
That's what I just said. Baseball's fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm leading you into explaining.
Okay. But then throw in, like, mutant cat women.
That sounds even better. I love mutant cat women.
And then... was it you said you had a picture that was a...
Well, no. Okay. My first game... The first hit was like a fly to centre field. You see, I'm up with the, you know, fly ball to centre
field. Got the lingo.
I'm up with the lingo, man. High five. High five.
High five.
High five. And so I was like, okay, that's fair enough. The next pitch I get, like, thrown at me was from a trans-dimensional demon who teleported the ball behind me. And I was thinking to myself, that's surely not in the rules. I couldn't hit it. He just teleported the ball.
No, because you get these, like, special bats on the left-hand side. Like, it's a Gameville button with Gameville written on it. And if you collect enough of something, you get more of them. And those are apparently...
I hadn't worked out what was going on.
This is the thing. Working out... I mean, I'm not an expert on the rules of baseball. I'll admit it. But it is pretty confusing.
It's really odd. It's like, and also I love the fact you only play one player. So I managed to, I was getting out on every ball and people were having a go at me in cutscenes. And yet our team won because everyone else scored like 15 runs. And I was just sort of sat there going, huh? What's going on? Everyone's having a go at me. We won the match. And then you go into like locations and then story characters.
This is my favourite part of it as well.
Just like babble incomprehensible text at you. And like you have bits where like, there was one cutscene where he goes, my batsman's going like, where are the balls? I can't find all the baseball balls. And then like this, wow, what a chill. And then this woman, it's always girls. Have you noticed that all the other characters are women? Mm. And they're always completely wrongly proportioned so that like their breasts are like four times bigger than the rest of their bodies. And it's like, and then
with cat ears
or like hair that goes down to their ankles. Like, he's looking for balls. And then this woman appears. Oh, dark chill. And she goes, like, I'm going to hide the balls in the bushes. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And then it goes, like, pitching plus five. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
There's the other. There's that one in the library.
What was the beef one?
The beef one, yeah, that was the cat girl. She just pops up and goes, I'm buying some grade F beef or something.
And it's like, and then your picture goes up or something.
The bit in the library is the best one, I think, because it like has him going, oh, I need to study for like to improve my play. And then he goes, ow, watch where you're going from, like, and then like this big breasted, heart basically naked woman goes like appears on screen, and then your character goes like, how old are you, as if like as if to suggest he's like 12. And she's like, if she's 12, something's really wrong in that game's world, something really wrong. And then she like disappears, and then what comes up but plus five hitting?
Yeah,
you so ran into her.
Got a potentially young child depicted wrongly, and then your hitting skill goes up
in an overly sexualized fashion.
Yeah,
and it improves your hitting skill. I think this game is disturbing. I had enough nightmares of that transdimensional demon. It has a really backward stamina system as well.
Well, the fact that I finished a match and said I needed to improve my stamina, I went back to the little like house that you have in the game, and I rested four times, and it was only the last time I noticed that I pressed the rest button that my stamina was going down each time I rested. So, oh, what? Now I can't actually do anything.
Oh, well, no, wait. You see, it's weird because your stamina goes up when you play matches.
Right. Ah, so.
But your condition goes down when you play matches.
Right.
When you rest, you improve your condition and lower your stamina.
And right.
It's confusing. I think it's engineered.
This isn't like normal baseball, is it?
It's not really, no. Mm. I don't really know what's going on.
Well, at least it doesn't last hours and hours.
It looks nice, though.
Mm, it does look nice.
I like Gameville's art style. Mm. It's very well done. Yeah, I'm just confused. I haven't played any of the early ones. Maybe there's probably some Baseball Superstars 2010 and 2011 owners going, oh my god, you met Sumi again. Is she back in this game? Fantastic, I love Catwoman Sumi. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. Matt, have you been playing a game which is comprehensible to everyone who hasn't played two earlier editions of it?
Yes, although they probably have played two similar games to Paper Monsters. Ooh. So I've been playing Paper Monsters as well, which is like a kind of we were talking about it earlier, weren't we? 2.5D platformer. I quite like saying that, 2.5D. But it is good. It's kind of like an homage to like Little Big Planet, which obviously is really good, and then Mario, which is obviously really good. I think Rob said in his review as well that, like, obviously because it's kind of really reminiscent of those two games, it kind of loses a little bit of what it should be. Anyway, it loses a bit of the magic of kind of the world that you're in there.
Yeah.
But, I was reminded a lot as well. Like Cars.
Yeah.
Like the film Cars.
Yeah, like the film Cars.
What?
Well, it's a bit like, you know, real cars.
Ah, I see. Except, what?
Well, it loses a bit of the magic compared to Toy Story.
Hmm. Again, what?
So Paper Monsters.
Right, so it starts off with this like little cutscene with a bloke talking who sounds like, but is not necessarily Michael Gambon. But it's that same kind of thing, like when you're playing Little Big Planet, you've got Stephen Fry, that kind of voice telling you a lot to do in that kind of quirky way. And it's got lots of similar little things to those two games, like you've got like buttons which you stand on to to give you like little tutorials of how to play the game, and you've got obviously pipes and mushrooms and things like that from Mario. But it is good. It's just a little bit disappointing that it's so kind of reminiscent of games that have gone before, I guess.
Draws too much.
Mm. Yeah. There's a thin line between homage and just blatant kind of doing the same thing again, but not as well.
It's true. What about people who haven't played Little Big Planet?
Or Mario?
No, I played Mario.
I was going to say, everyone's kind of played Mario. It is good, and you will play it, and it is quite short, so it's not, you know, you're never going to get bored of it. But it's just not fantastic, I guess.
Shame. But still, enjoyable, though. 69p, not bad.
Yeah, 69p, definitely worth it.
Well, that's good. To be fair, though, I mean, Baseball Superstars 2012 is free.
Yeah, and that was incredible. In the right way?
Yeah. I'd say not waste your time on it, personally. I mean, I'd say give it 5 minutes to see if you can be really confused by it. Mm. And then get really, really alarmed at the depiction of females in the game.
Not so much a game as much as a kind of a life experience, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What else have we been playing? I don't think I've been playing anything else. It's been a pretty...
Still been playing Order Up.
Order Up's good.
Mm-hmm.
There's a review incoming on the site soon.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I spent money on it.
Don't talk about spending money on it.
I spent £2.99.
Oh.
It was my second ever in-app purchase.
Stop smearing your wealth.
But you know why? You know why I spent money, Matt? Do you know why I spent my money on it? Because I wanted to give back something to the developers, because I was actually enjoying the game. Some people, of course, when they're enjoying the game, they don't want to pay, no matter how much enjoyment they get. Don't they, Matt?
See, now I feel bad about it as well. I'm sick and I feel bad.
Excellent.
Thank you for that.
No problem. Although, to be fair, I think I probably bought too many gold coins.
Well, didn't you say it's like, what is it, $2.99, and then that's kind of, that's it, you've unlocked the whole game then?
You don't unlock every single little restaurant with that money.
Do you not?
No.
Oh.
But you can pretty much unlock everything else. It's like one restaurant you can't get. So it's like, I haven't spent all my gold coins, you see, I've kept them in reserve, so I've still got stuff to aim for. I'm being clever, you see.
Mm. See, I'm still stuck in the gravy chug, churning out roast chicken.
I'm serving lasagna, I'm winning critics awards, lasagna. People love me.
Oh, I bet that's great fun.
Pizzas as well.
Oh, what? Do you get to chop up the
don't know,
salami?
I haven't actually done any
the
pizzas.
Pepperoni?
Yet. I know there are pizzas, I haven't done any.
You.
I'm just loved by everyone in the town.
I'm so tempted to just... Don't, no, stop me.
But other than that, I think we've been relatively relatively quiet this week. Bike Baron's still downloading the update. It's been doing that for about the last hour, I think. It's a bit worrying. Right, next week I'm gonna make a vow.
Go on.
I'm gonna play more than one game next week. It's because I'm not reviewing anything at the moment. This is the reason why, if you're all wondering at home, why I'm not quite so up to date with all the new releases. I'm no longer the point man for staying up till midnight to wait for games to arrive. So I'm sadly a little bit behind.
Let's do it on Wednesday. Just kind of sign a game.
Oh, you know what? Quarrel's just come out on Xbox Live Arcade. I know that's not iOS. Quarrel Deluxe.
I've never played it.
You've never played it? Play it.
I've
get it
never
now.
Played
get
it.
Get it now.
Okay.
There you go. And Burnout Crash is definitely still coming out. I've just got an email from EA. Literally that minute. But I'll get you all details, listeners, about when it is coming out in a bit. But not on the podcast, because I don't know. But there we go. So that was a bit of a ramshackle ending.
Mm.
I basically bullied you into spending money.
Mm.
I started saying what a story that will be posted up tomorrow.
Mm?
Well, about Burnout Crash. I was asking about it earlier.
I thought you were going to post a story about me.
What? Yes, indeed. It's quite a good story. And that's it for this week. I apologise it's so short and a bit rubbish, but we're not feeling very well.
Just coughing and slowly dying in the corner.
Yeah. Next week will be much, much better, and you'll all have a very enjoyable time. But we hope you have an enjoyable time before then. Have a good one.
See ya.